Name, Job Flinderhoff. Job Flinderhoff was born the only son of a merchant. Mr. Flinderhoff had high hopes for his son. The family wasn't wealthy by any standard, but they had more coin than some noble houses, and Mr. Flinderhoff wanted his son to rise high. The military, civil service, it didn't matter much to Mr. Flinderhoff. His wish was that his son would somehow, through word or deeds, get a foot in the door of land and title. Mr. Flinderhoff, sadly, would probably never get his wish. When Job was about 13, he accidentally set the house on fire. The details aren't important, but suffice it to say that, as a result of the incident, Job was discovered to have some latent talent for magic. Mr. Flinderhoff was overjoyed by the news, and arranged for Job to attend an exclusive wizard's academy. Sadly, Job did not flourish in the structured environment of the academy. Indeed, he earned a reputation for laziness, and had a penchant for practical jokes. Job was more concerned with entertaining his classmates than practicing his spells. He managed to learn the basics in his 1.5 years at the academy, but, much to his father's dismay, he did not distinguish himself for anything other than tomfoolery. When he and his best friend, Jert Engelhort, somehow managed to inadvertently summon a dire rat into the headmaster's study, they were trying to steal a flask of the headmaster's brandy. It's a long story. Job decided it was best that he head out on his own. Job left the academy. He got a job working in a tavern, and continued to learn bits and pieces of magic lore from passing wizards. Indeed, it's surprising how much you can learn from drunken mage, and Job learned quite a lot. It was also during this time that Job learned to sing and play the lute, and to tell tall tales, and party with the best of them. He would put on shows combining magic tricks with music. He got many compliments on his magic, but much fewer on his singing. Eventually, Job honed his wizardly skills enough that he was able to take on jobs here and there. He became an adventurer of sorts. Job, as he'll eagerly tell you, has seen many things and done many quests. Half of his boasts and stories might even be true. And this leads us to the present. Job Flinderhoff. A true Renaissance man. A singer, a poet, and a wizard. And a carouser, and a dandy, and occasional exaggerator.